This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jason, how did we miss this one? We've had eyes on the ground, boots on the ground in Latrobe for weeks. We've had great reporters there. How did no one get this scoop on Cam Hayward?
Yeah, that was a bit of a mystery to me too, Andrew. I will say personally,
what does the Post Gazette like text chain and email chain on this say right now that you're willing to share?
I haven't seen anything on it. I'm guessing it was person to person communication. I don't know. I mean, it could have been veteran days off. The fact that he's not participating 11 on 11, given Cam's age. I don't know if we're far enough in camp that it's that much of a concern. Maybe thinking slow playing. I don't know. I can't speak for what those guys observed. I know I've been up there 2 days and they were rained out one. So it didn't raise my alarm bells, but I've not been there every day.
Do you think Hayward should get this raise that he's out for?
It depends on what the raise is. Renegotiate the contract? Yeah, I have no problem with that. But renegotiate okay. To what degree? I think Cam deserves it. I think they should hear him out, and I think they should, you know, guarantee him some money, and I think they will. I don't think they want him going around as a malcontent or somebody with no guarantees on his contract. I just wouldn't go guaranteeing him $30 million a season.
All right, let's do a little bit of Pirates here quick because they play tonight, and Ke'Bryan Hayes is back in town. Paul Skeens, we had Dan Zangrilli talk about the ball getting rolled out there for a contract extension with the Pirates. Said they're going to try. It's a Hail Mary. It's a long shot. What have you learned about that, Jason?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing active happening. I think that's how it got construed. The Pirates want to have Paul Skeens there. I want to hit the Powerball. Both are probably a same likelihood of happening. The time to do it was long ago. And I think it's also a moot point right now, Andrew, until they win. They have much bigger fish to fry. If they figure out a way to win and they're good in 2026, I think that conversation would be a lot more productive than it is right now. There's nothing that I've had indicated to me that this is anywhere close to a possibility or that the discussions, you know, were anything more than a passing, you know, would you be interested in this? And I don't think it's at the forefront of either issue right now. I think there's risk on both sides, as we outlined, and I think that, you know, in Paul's mind, winning is number one. And once we take care of that, then you can talk about the rest of the stuff.
There's a rumor out there that he is actually, despite some of the public comments that he's made, that he actually is optimistic about what the Pirates are going to do in the offseason. Is that true?
Yes. Yeah, I think wow. Paul is actually, from what I understand, I've maintained this. This isn't moving off my position. Like, he likes it here. He thinks they can win here. If anything, this is an opportunity for them to reset and add some major league players. I don't think the GM's going to be here. I don't think the GM should be here. But if you're going to hand a new GM a bunch of money and say, here, build a major league team with major league players, and a bunch of money is obviously relative, like, I could understand why they could maybe think that they could reconstitute this into something. So no, I mean, if there's a perception that Paul Skeens is like agitated or down on the Pirates, I don't know if that's out there. It's not true. He's encouraged by where they're at.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us on two pretty big topics. And by the way, do you think Brian Hayes is thrilled to be in a Reds uniform? Was there open animosity on his way out of town? People have said his dad was pissed and his brother was pissed. Is it true that Brian Hayes was also pissed?
I don't think he was pissed, but I think it was time for a change of scenery. I think he's probably happy to go somewhere else. Yeah, I think it worked for both sides. So I think he landed in a good place. He's probably good for a fresh way of going at it. It just didn't work here, and it's a shame. And I'll shut up after this. I think it was just it exposed a lot of things that's wrong with this Pirates regime.
All right, thank you, Jason. Appreciate it, man. We'll be we'll be watching, listening, and reading. Thank you.
Take care, Andrew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.